the news. The Ministry of Agriculture, Meat and Livestock Business Program has helped cattle farmers to boost their profits by improving the efficiency of livestock management. One farmer from South Sulawesi stated that through MBG, feed quality, animal health services, and marketing access have significantly improved. The government hopes this program can continue to support national beef self-sufficiency and farmers' welfare. The head of the Nusantara Capital Authority, Bambang Susantono, confirmed that the continuation of Indonesia's new capital city development has been secured. He emphasized that investor interest remains strong and that government support ensures the project's long-term sustainability. Bambang also stated that the development will continue according to the established timeline and vision. And that was the news. Good afternoon, Voy listener. You're here with me, Ray, and I'm not alone right now. I'm accompanied by
Unica. Hey, everyone.
How are you, Unica?
I'm doing good. How are you, Ray?
I'm doing good as well. Have you eaten lunch yet?
Not really, but I've eaten some bread.
Bread? Okay.
Have you eaten?
I have eaten. Before I start up this podcast. Here in Indonesia.
Yeah. Would you like to name several beautiful and amazing places that you know, or maybe some of your favorites?
For my one of my favorite places is, I don't know their name, but I'm going to spell out some names that most of you probably know. There's, of course, Bali.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bali is one of the places in Indonesia that has many attractions to it. And, of course, Raja Ampat.
Raja Ampat, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And what do you think about it, Yuniko?
Raja Ampat, personally, I've never been there.
You've never been there?
Never been there because it's so far away from here.
Of course.
But I've seen the content all over the internet, and I would say, just from the screen itself, it's already beautiful.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I'd love to go there if I can.
Yeah, of course. We would love to go there. Everywhere, like Bali, Raja Ampat. But have you ever heard about Bali? Some people said that it's overrated. What would you say about it?
Bali is, basically, it's overrated. Yes, you can say that. But there's like a district that makes you always want to go there.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but have you ever been to the village where everything is super clean there?
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that before.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been there, and seeing it with my own eyes, it's really clean. Even though it's called a village,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like a village because it's really clean there.
That's good, because, yeah, I mean, it's overrated, but it doesn't make Bali less beautiful.
Indeed,
yeah.
that is true. But not just Bali, I mentioned also about Raja Ampat, but there's also some facts about Raja Ampat that maybe you, listener, would like to know. Maybe you can tell it.
Okay, it's far away from the city skyscrapers, from dense and hectic concrete jungle, traffic congestion, flickering electric billboards, endless annoying noises, and yeah, just far away from the modern cities.
Mm-hmm.
The pristine paradise of Raja Ampat Island awaits.
Mm-hmm.
It's located on the far eastern side of Indonesia, which is the coast of Papua,
mm-hmm.
with spectacular wonders above and beyond its waters,
yes.
As on land and almost also the half thick jungle. So
mm-hmm.
Raja Ampat has the waters and also the jungle.
And also, for the listener, literally in its meaning, Raja Ampat means four kings.
Oh.
Even though we don't have like seven kingdoms, just like in the Chinese
okay.
We have the four kings here that covers around 9.8 million acres of land and sea, comprising over 1,500 small islands, caves, and shoals surrounding the four main islands of Waigeo, Matanta, Salawati, and Misuru. Home to over 540 types of corals, more than 1,000 types of coral fish, and around 700 types of mollusks. The overwhelming underwater wonders of Raja Ampat will render any divers and snorkeler stunned with amazement.
Well, even that, the fun fact that you just told me made me want to go there. So, for you guys, or maybe the foreigners who's going to be listening to this broadcast, make sure if you're going to Indonesia, make sure to give Raja Ampat a visit.
Of course, and if you visit Raja Ampat, you will sometimes feel a wind that makes you feel rindu.
Oh, yeah.
Nostalgia type,
yeah.
Because it's super clean, like the hustling and bustling of the city. Just like this music corner that we are going to play for you from Andi Riani, Angin Rindu.
Listener, on today's music corner, we'll bring you a wonderful selection, a beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Angi Rian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. It's officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Angi Rian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening!
Cari-cari hadirmu. Bye.
Giring Niji or Niji with Laskar Pelangi. The song from
Andy, Laskar Pelangi, Beat to a Protect.
And what do you think about the movie of Laskar Pelangi?
I think it was a beautiful movie. I remember I was watching it when I was a little kid, and it kind of motivates me into doing something. I don't know why at that moment, but I believe every time I watch Laskar Pelangi, I would be singing, I would be like, I would tell all my friends to do something together. It's just like overall a very cute movie, a very heartwarming movie.
Yes.
What do you think about Laskar Pelangi?
Well, actually, if I'm listening, about Laskar Pelangi, it is the first Indonesian movie I watched as a kid, and it really makes me love Indonesian movies as a whole. Because the storytelling in Laskar Pelangi and how the struggles of the kids during that movie is really touching to the heart, actually.
Yes.
And Yunka said something about it as well. It has a same fact about the movie Jumbo.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? Yeah. You keep talking about Jumbo's
movies. Let's talk about Indonesian movies.
Okay.
It has been a great and pretty much improved a lot.
Indeed.
Yeah, so I mentioned Jumbo in several of broadcasts that I've been with. Last week, literally yesterday, I also mentioned Jumbo. Yeah, I am obsessed with Jumbo currently.
Obsessed with Jumbo? Why are you obsessed with Jumbo?
Because I think that movie is, first of all, it is one of the greatest animated movies from Indonesia. They worked on it for 5 years with more than 200 people, illustrators. So it came from hard work, and also I think that movie captures a really deep meaning through a children's perspective. Very simple words. It gets to you, it cuts your heart because it's so simple, it's so deep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it why? Because there's a lot of watchers in that movie cried?
Yeah, that's true. I cried.
You cried?
I cried a lot.
Is it the nostalgia or the
It's part of, this is very Gen Z conversation, but I think that movie also healed our inner child a bit. Teach you how to listen to others, and yeah, basically just how would you see the world through a kid's perspective. Because we're adulting now, we forgot about it, and the movie just kind of brings out that inner child.
We have our own nostalgia watching that movie. I haven't watched that movie, but I'll make sure to watch it.
Yeah, and anyway, the correlation between Jumbo and also Laskar Pelangi is actually one of the characters of Jumbo. His name is Norman. It's actually a tribute that the director and producer made for one of the cast on Laskar Pelangi, the late Marisa Marno. From what I know, who played one of the characters in Laskar Pelangi as Mahar.
Mahar?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So it's a tribute.
Yeah, it's a tribute. So Norman looks a lot like Mahar.
Oh, makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, okay. That's a fun fact.
Yeah, because the producer said, Brian is the producer, said just like you, Laskar Pelangi also has something, motivate something with him that maybe made him create Jumbo.
Jumbo.
Yeah.
Okay, so it really correlates. No, not correlates. Correlate.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the puzzle's fine with sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so the listener, that was a fun fact about the Indonesian cinema or movies that is actually growing pretty rapidly good.
Yeah, I'm really proud of it.
Really proud of it. Not just Jumbo. There are many movies from Indonesia that went global, and not just that. Not just animation, but some also action films like The Raid, or maybe there's an old animation from Indonesia, if you know, it's called The Battle of Surabaya, you know it?
Oh, I've never heard of that.
You never heard of that? Okay, so make sure to watch it if you want. And, of course, we'll listen. We'll be right back after this best cut on why is the TNA Cyber Division creates this defense system.
He was a member of Cybertransform, a non-state sponsor, an extra-terrorist organization, and cybercriminals, which is a significant risk to international security. And the TNA was also need to protect critical infrastructure, such as a power grid, balance system, and transportation network from cyber attacks. The cyber attacks to support military operation, and we really need it for intelligence gathering. The cyber attack region can gather intelligence and on potential adversaries, supporting the TNA military operations. The TNA also can conduct cyber and naval operations to disrupt any command and control, communication, and logistics. And the third is another thing that we need to enhance cyber defense. Okay, for cyber defense, that is the two core that we need to focus on. For the cyber defense capabilities, the cyber attack defense division can help enhance the TNA cyber defense capabilities in protecting its own networks and system from cyber threats. All cyber security, we need to provide cybersecurity expertise to support the development of Indonesian nation on cybersecurity strategy. And the reason that we need to support law enforcement in cyber crime investigation and also cybersecurity cooperation, as well as international cooperation, such as the Global Cybersecurity Board and Regional Security Initiative. And we hope that by establishing a cyber attack division something better, we can enhance Indonesian national security to support military operation, either this military operation for war, or military operation other than war, and contribute to global security.
Into a thin sheet for some very long time. Afterwards, it is also skimmed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice cream for carrot, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It's quite affordable, isn't it?
Thank you.
of radio are topics in Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisalani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Sounds, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Because I want to preserve the one culture specifically for the modern Muslims, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it.